Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. Today we're featuring works by Bach, Haydn, Handel, Elgar, Brahms, Dupré, and others. Our introductory music, just fading away, was, as always, the opening few bars of Bach's great Fantasia in G minor, played by the young American concert organist Christopher Houlihan on the Austin organ of Trinity College Chapel, Hartford, Connecticut. Our first piece today is by the French composer Jehan Alain, who lived between 1911 and 1940. He was actually killed in action fighting the Germans. He was born in Paris and, like so many of the other great French composers, was immersed from an early age in the traditions of French organ music of that era. His father, Albert, had studied under Guillemont and Vierne, and by the age of 11, Jehan was a suborganist at Saint-Germain, and he later attended the Paris Conservatoire and himself studied under Marcel Dupré. His litanies for the organ date from 1937 and are probably his best-known work.
Thank you.
Alain's Litanies, played there by Jean-Baptiste Robin on an organ which is unspecified, unfortunately, on the recording, and that's from 1937. Sir Charles Villiers Stamford was an Irish composer, conductor and music teacher born in 1852. He served as organist of Trinity College, Cambridge, and became one of the founder members of the Royal College of Music in 1882. And he taught there for the rest of his life. Stamford wrote works for orchestra, but is best known for his choral works, particularly a number of settings of the Anglican Canticles. He's not particularly renowned for his organ works, but nevertheless wrote a number of creditable pieces. His six short preludes and postludes date from 1907. Stamford's six short preludes and postludes, that was number five, Andante Maestoso, played by Daniel Cook on the organ of Durham Cathedral, and that was written in 1907. Johann Sebastian Bach's Art of Fugue is thought to have been written during the last decade of his life, the 1740s, and has been argued to have been written as an intellectual study of the music form rather than a piece intended for performance by singers or on a keyboard. This hasn't, however, prevented various artists down the years from transcribing it for harpsichord or organ. Here we have the young, controversial American organist Cameron Carpenter's own take on the piece. Thank you. The Art of Fugue, Contrapunctus No. 9, BWV 1080 by J.S. Bach, played there by Cameron Carpenter on his international touring organ, so yes, an electronic instrument. The life of Joseph Haydn overlapped with Bach by some 18 years. He was born in 1732 in Rural, Austria. Although he spent a brief period in the 1750s playing the organ in the Bohemian Chancery Chapel at the Judenplatz, he is not known for his organ output. He was rather too busy writing 104 symphonies. He nonetheless found time to write a number of concertos, including 11 for keyboards.
Thank you.
De Largo from Haydn's Organ Concerto No. 8 in C major, written in 1766, performed there by Catherine Manson with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra. Another of the famous 19th and 20th century French organists was Marcel Dupré, who lived between 1886 and 1971. He too was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music, and was also acquainted with the renowned organ builder Cavalcol at an early age. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934, and remained there until his death no less than 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists who were to follow in the great French tradition. Here we have the Toccata from his Second Symphony.
Thank you.
The Toccata from Marcel Dupré's Symphony No. 2, Opus 26, which was written in 1929 and first performed by the composer in 1930 at the Alexander Palace. That, however, was John Scott at the organ of, well, it couldn't be anything else other than St. Paul's Cathedral, with those wonderful 32-foot reed stops. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music and anthems. One of his most famous pieces, The Largo, played in G major, is rolled out for countless weddings and funerals in seemingly equal measure. It's taken from his opera Circe, written just a year after he'd suffered a stroke during 1737. Handel's Largo, written in 1738 and played there by James Culp on the organ of the First Presbyterian Church in Kilgore, Texas. Enrico Bossi was an Italian organist and composer who lived between 1861 and 1925. His father was a cathedral organist and Bossi attended the Milan Conservatory. His Siciliana Egiga, Opus 73, was composed in 1905, originally for flute and piano, but was transcribed for organ by the great American concert organist Virgil Fox in 1963. Here we hear Fox at the organ of the Riverside Church, New York, where he was the resident organist for many years. Was Bossi's Giga, or Jig, played there by the American concert organist Virgil Fox at a concert recorded in May 1979 at the Riverside Church in New York, and that was just a year before he died, in October 1980. Edward Elgar was perhaps one of the best-loved English composers of the Victorian and Edwardian era. His output included an extensive catalogue of orchestral, choral and chamber music, as well as such tours de force as his cello concerto and the Pomp and Circumstance marches. Although he wrote a few pieces for organ, his Imperial March, Opus 32, was not one of them, having been composed for full orchestra on the occasion of Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee in 1897. It nonetheless adapts well for the organ.
Thank you.
Edward Elgar's Imperial March, Opus 32, written in 1897 and played there by Daniel Justin on the organ of Leeds Cathedral. Johannes Brahms was born in Hamburg in 1833 and was best known as a composer and pianist. With Bach and Beethoven, he's sometimes referred to as one of the three B's of music. His composition for organ was limited, with the 11 chorale preludes being the best known. They were written in 1896, the year before his death. Here we have number 1, Mein Jesu dir du mich, My Jesus Calls to Me. Chorale Prelude No. 1, Mein Jesu der Dunisch, Opus 122, No. 1, by Johannes Brahms, played there by Martin Schmeding on an unspecified organ, piece written in 1896. My final piece tonight is by Max Reger, who was a German composer of the late 19th century. He was a concert pianist and became a professor at the Royal Conservatory in Leipzig. His keyboard works are thought to have been influenced by the likes of Liszt and Wagner, but with the complex counterpoint of Bach. His introduction and Passacaglia, from the Spanish to walk, for organ, was written in 1899. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Join me again next time for some more of the same.